Welcome, everybody, to the College Football Prediction Show on the Grilly True Sports Network. I should pull my mic down. My name is Mike Goodpaster. You can follow me on Twitter, at Grilling Truth. Today, we are looking at Colorado versus Colorado State. It'll be played in Fort Collins at Colorado State's home. Colorado State is getting 23.5 points. Coach Prime's got the Colorado Buffaloes rolling. They're 23.5 point favorites. They're now ranked 18th in the country. And if you want to bet this game, and I will give you the best way to bet this game at the end of this show, which is only going to be a few minutes, so bear with me. Make sure you go on YouTube, click in the links in the description below in the video here to go to BetMGM to find the best sports book for betting on Colorado versus Colorado State. Also, like I said, make sure you like, subscribe, hit the bell notification on YouTube, follow us on Facebook. So let's go ahead and let's look at this game, which looks like a mismatch on paper. It's week three of the college football season. The Colorado Buffaloes are 2-0. They head to Fort Collins to take on the Colorado State Rams, who've only played one game this year. They are 0-1. It's been a wild ride for Coach Prime and Colorado the past 2 weeks. They have come out to a scorching 2-0 start to the season. Their win total heading into the year was bet as an over-under at 3.5, with the under heavily juiced as the most likely outcome. That's no longer the case, guys. Now they're the 18th ranked team in the nation and find themselves 3 touchdown favorites against Colorado State, who had a bye last week but lost in a blowout in the first game of the season, 50-24, against a solid Washington State Cougar team. Now we're going to analyze Colorado versus Colorado State. And when we look at this game, 23.5 points is a lot of points on the road. But Colorado looking to stay hot. It's truly astounding to think about where this Colorado team has gone since from the preseason. In their first game of the year, they headed to TCU to take on the national championship runner-up. And unsurprisingly, they were massive underdogs, almost 3 touchdown underdogs. But they managed to win the game outright. There was talk of that game being a fluke, as people weren't sure if Colorado was the real deal or not after only one game. Well, maybe they have the answer to their questions. With a blowout victory over a Nebraska team coached by Matt Rhule, they beat Nebraska last week 36-14. It was another outstanding performance from Colorado's starting quarterback, Shedeur Sanders, who ended the day with 393 passing yards and 2 touchdowns against the Nebraska Blackshirt defense. That brings his season totals already in 2 games to 903 passing yards, 6 touchdowns. Unsurprisingly, his Heisman odds have skyrocketed. Now he is, I think, plus 17,500 is what he was at the start of the season. Now he's plus 3,500. So the big thing here is, can Colorado State keep it close? This line opened up earlier in the week at 22.5. It's now bounced the point to 23.5. Bookmakers are not expecting Colorado State to put up much of a fight. That makes sense. Colorado's first 2 opponents were better than Colorado State. Now, the biggest mystery with the Rams heading into this game is who their starting quarterback is going to be. Will it be Clay Millen, who was their starter in week 1 against Washington State, but he left the game with an injury, and their offense actually started to perform better once backup Braden Fowler-Nicolosu entered the game. Now, Fowler went 13 of 20 with 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. The guess here is that Fowler-Nicolosu will end up being the starter, but that is unknown at this point. Whoever does start, the Rams will need to be prepared to put up a ton of points, as the Colorado State defense allowed 50 points and 556 yards against Washington State. Now, my prediction, as much as I would like to just continue to ride Colorado to cover the spread, I think the better play here is to target the over-under. In 2 games, Colorado has scored 45 and 36 points, and that is against 2 defenses that are much better than the Colorado State defense. The Rams allowed 50 points in their only other game of this year, and a similar output should be expected from the Buffaloes. On the other side of the ball, Colorado State at least showed the ability to score points as well, and they figured to have more success on offense than Nebraska did, whose quarterback Jeff Sims, he's not much of a quarterback, he's more of a runner. So when I look at this game, if I was going to bet it, I would take Colorado and give the points, but with the way I'm going to bet this is the over-under, because I think Colorado scores at the very worst, 45 points. To break this, you only need 15 from Colorado State. The Colorado defense did not look great against TCU. And I will say this about Colorado. TCU, I think, is a mid-pack Big 10 or Big 12 team this year. And Nebraska is probably a lower-tier Big 10 team. So I'm still not completely convinced. And that doesn't make me a hater of Coach Prime. because what he's done, winning two games with a team that only won one last year, is an outstanding accomplishment. But I'm going to kind of rein in the horses and wait and see what happens the rest of this year. But I'm going to bet the over-under. I'm going to bet over 59.5 for this game. That is my bet. Make sure you check out BetMGM to get the best sports book for betting on Colorado State versus Colorado. Also, like, click, hit the bell notification, especially the like. Pound the like button for us at The Grueling Truth. We're not ESPN. We don't have millions of dollars behind us. We also don't, you know, follow a narrative like a place like ESPN does. Follow us on Twitter at Grueling Truth. But for now, guys, I'm Mike Goodpaster. You've been watching and listening to The Grueling Truth, where the legends speak.